There's been a major shakeup at the Susan G. Komen Foundation for the Cure. Founder Nancy Brinker will leave her position as chief executive, and the organization's president, Liz Thompson, will resign. The changes come several months after the Komen Foundation's controversial decision to stop funding breast cancer screenings at Planned Parenthood clinics. That decision was reversed within 3 days, but it continues to reverberate, and it's thought to be responsible for a drop in the foundation's fundraising this year. Melanie Grace West is covering the story for The Wall Street Journal. And Melanie, could you start by telling us how big this is, that the person who founded the organization more than 30 years ago, with a promise to her dying sister that she would cure cancer, is stepping aside as CEO?
I think you should think about stepping aside as moving into another role. Not to diminish the news, it is important, and that she's leaving a CEO position really means that she's making room for someone who has management experience, who's going to be able to take the organization to the next level. But I don't think that we should be, you know, thinking that Nancy isn't going to be participating and heavily involved in the organization.
And has any reason been given among folks you've talked to about why she decided to do this?
In speaking with her, this is just another role that she's had at the organization. Prior to 2009, when she became CEO, she had a role like this. At that time, she was working for the Bush administration as chief of protocol. Prior to that, she was an ambassador to Hungary. But she's always had this public presence role as the chief communicator for the organization since she began it more than, you know, 3 decades ago. In terms of timing on this, you know, I think there is something to be said about what's happened earlier this year. I believe that moving into the quote-unquote founder role is something that's probably been in the works for a while.
Melanie, when you spoke with her, were you able to ask her directly how much of a link, if any, there was between these two events? As we said, she's not citing that link.
I asked her directly, and she said it wasn't because of the Planned Parenthood controversy earlier in the year.
And what about the Komen Foundation's president, Liz Thompson? You know, this is someone who is not moving into another role. She's simply moving on.
Correct. She told me that she feels that the organization is in a much stronger place now, given what had happened in the winter, and that the time is right now to move on.
Anyone else besides these two women involved in this latest shakeup that you know of?
Two more board members have left. One of those positions will now go to someone who represents the 119 affiliates in the country. That's important because after what happened in the winter with the Planned Parenthood controversy, the affiliate organizations really demanded a greater voice in the say of what goes on in the organization and a better communication, you know, relationship with the headquarters. So that they're moving one of those positions is significant.
One of the ripple effects of this Planned Parenthood situation has been that fundraising is down for the Komen Foundation this year. Given that, what do you think the future looks like for the foundation?
Well, there's no question that it was damaging. Many saw it as a political move. That's had the effect on fundraising. Last month, I wrote an article about how some of the signature race for the cure events have done. At that time, most of the more than 50 Komen races held during the first half of the year fell short of fundraising targets. You know, I think that has put Nancy Brinker in the position to talk seriously about whether the organization is political or not. As she told me, and this is, quote, we don't look at people and say Democrat or Republican. This is in reference to who they'll be hiring to come into the organization. She also said, what we always now look at is if something could be interpreted that way, interpreted as political. There are no politics in what we do or in this mission. That's what she told me.
And how would you describe your sense of her level of concern about the organization, whether it can recover from this and build back its fundraising strength?
I did ask her if she felt like she had let anyone down over the last couple of months, and she told me, I hope not. She went on to say that, you know, you're always growing and you're going through different evolutions in an organization. And, you know, she's been at this for a long time and it is very intense work. You know, as it moves forward, you have at least a half dozen people who have moved on. You have the chief operating officer position, president, and chief executive officer position open. And then there's still the chief development officer position open. So in thinking about who they're looking for to help steer the organization, you know, I think they'll probably be looking to somebody from the for-profit sector or someone who has a very, very deep background in nonprofit management.
Melanie Grace West is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Her article headlined, Breast Cancer Group Shakes Up Ranks, appears in today's paper. Melanie, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.